You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
The Jubal Show on demand. First date follow-up.
Miranda is on the phone for a first date follow-up today, and apparently she was attracted to the guy that she went out with because he wasn't holding a fish. I don't really know what that means.
Is that a euphemism?
That's what her email said.
Fish?
I don't know, and I want to find out.
We need more info.
I was curious when I read that. She said she liked him because he wasn't holding a fish. I don't know what that means, but I do know that he's not calling her back, and we're going to see if we can help her out and figure out why. Miranda, what's up? How are you?
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Your email basically said one of the reasons that you were attracted to him at first was because if he wasn't holding a fish. I don't understand that. What does that mean?
Well, I don't know how often you guys have been on dating websites or apps, but it seems like every guy on there is holding a fish, or they've been to Burning Man. I don't know.
Yeah, right. Cowboy hat, yeah. Holding a fish.
Yeah.
You liked him because he wasn't holding a fish.
Yeah, correct.
Okay. What else did you like about him?
Well, when we met up, he was just lovely. I mean, he was tall, he's really good looking and fun. He kind of ticked all my boxes.
Oh, so you found the dream man.
Well, kinda.
What did you guys do for your date?
You know, we decided to go, it's going to sound funny, but we were going to go axe throwing because it just feels less awkward. Like, I feel like dinner dates or drink dates, you're kind of just sitting there and it can be a bit awkward. So this seems to be a good way to break the ice.
Hmm. Yeah, the axe throwing is
Axe throwing is like the new fad.
I've never done it. Have you guys?
I've done it once. Mm,
yeah, Jubal has. We were supposed to do a lot together, but then he decided to go with other people, and I couldn't go.
I saw subject.
I was on tour doing comedy. Alex couldn't come with us that weekend. We wanted to go axe throwing together for a long time.
And we talked about it for a long time.
For a long time.
As a date.
I know. And then I was on the road with these dudes, and this one guy would not stop bugging me about going axe throwing.
That's kind of weird.
He wouldn't stop. He wanted to go axe throwing in the downtime.
And wanted Jubal to pay for a run.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was really annoying, and I just wanted him to shut up, so I went axe throwing, and the whole time I was like, I just want to throw this axe at you.
What? Well, I wouldn't be surprised if you guys go axe throwing and Alex just launches one at you.
Well, yeah. We're not going.
Oh. She'll
no,
never
we
go
haven't.
With, she'll never go with me now. Anyway, you went axe throwing, and did you have a good time doing it?
Yeah, I think we had a really good time. So I'm surprised I've not heard from him.
Hmm. Were you pretty good at it?
Oh, no. Not at all. And actually, I think that might be why it's the only thing I can think of is that, I don't know, like when I went to pick up the axe, I looked a bit awkward and like a bit of a dork. And I don't know, I was just kind of like, help me with this. And I don't know, I just feel like maybe he was turned off by me.
Okay.
So there wasn't anything else specific during the date that you thought might be the reason why he's not calling you back?
No, not really. I just wasn't really good at that. And I think I just seemed maybe a bit too girly or weak. I don't know.
Huh. Okay. Well, how did things end?
Well, yeah, he walked me to my car and he kind of hugged me, but not like And really, thinking back, I actually probably went in for the hug. I don't know. It was awkward. It was awkward. But, you know, I kind of thought, nice.
Okay. So you got a little bit of a hug, but you're not sure if he hugged you or if he just hugged you because...
Yeah. I think I just got shy and kind of just, goodbye then. I didn't really know what to say.
Did you guys have any plans on meeting up again?
Like, not really. You know, the way guys, like, they don't always lock it in at the end. It was just kind of like, I kind of thought, maybe.
All right. Well, how long has it been since your date?
A week.
How many times have you tried to hit him up?
Three times.
Three times. Okay. And he's said nothing back to you?
I tried calling once and I sent two texts.
Okay. Mm. Well, it's pretty obvious that he's ghosting you. Yeah. So he hasn't got back to you at all. And the only thing you can think of is maybe you just think that he wasn't attracted to the way you threw axes.
No, just, you know, it's not exactly that, but just kind of because I was acting silly and maybe I was just a bit too girly for him.
Okay. Well, play a song, come back, and then call him and see if we can figure it out, all right?
Thanks.
Yep, we'll get your first date follow-up next. It's the Jubal Show. It's the middle of a first date follow-up, and if you're just joining us, Miranda is on the phone, and Miranda wants us to call a dude named Sean. Sean, not calling Randa back.
Randa.
I just feel like abbreviating all of my words right now. I have no idea why, but anyway, Sean's not calling her back, so we're going to call him and see if we can figure out why. They went out axe throwing, and the only reason that Miranda can think of that Sean's not calling her back is the fact that she might have been a little too girly when she was throwing axes, and maybe he was like, I want a woman who knows how to handle a hatchet. Mm-hmm. That's what I look for in a lady. That's
exactly why.
So that's the only thing you can think of, Miranda, right?
Yeah, I guess.
All right. Well, I'm going to call him right now.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Sean, please?
Speaking. Mask is calling.
Sean, how are you? This is Jubal Fresh from The Jubal Show.
It's Alex Fresh from The Jubal Show.
It's English M from The Jubal Show.
And this is The Jubal Show, and it's a radio show.
Oh, okay. What? Why? Why are you calling?
We're calling you today because we got an email about you from somebody who listens to the show. We do a segment called The First Date Follow-Up. Have you ever heard that before?
No.
You haven't? Okay, well, let me tell you what it is, Sean. I'm going to break it down to you. We do a segment called The First Date Follow-Up. It's where you go out on a date with someone and then you end up ghosting them. They can email us to get you on the phone and ask why. So basically, you went on a date with somebody and now they're wondering why you're not calling them back.
All right. Are you going to tell me who it was? Or
it is a woman named Miranda.
Miranda.
You don't sound very happy about that.
Yeah. You went out with Miranda like a little over a week ago, I guess, and you haven't talked to her since, and Miranda wants to know why.
Like, okay, like, you know, we had an okay time. We did some axe throwing. She wasn't very good, but, you know, not many people are.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, unless they've done it a lot.
So you just didn't vibe with her?
No, I mean, that was fine. In fact, I thought she was okay, actually, and, like, I wanted to see her again. Until I walked her to her car.
What did she do at her car?
Well, I don't know. You know, she might have bought it used. I might, you know, I might be judging her wrongly here.
Wait, you don't like her because she has a used car?
You know, if it was a used car and she didn't do something about it, that's even worse. Her car was just, like, it was just, it was annoying.
Her car was annoying?
Have you ever seen the pink eyelashes on a car, on the headlights?
Oh, is it a bug?
Oh, no.
Think about it, is that it wasn't a bug. It was like a Honda or something.
It was a modified Honda.
Huh.
It was just a really, it was a bright cherry red paint job. It was just really, it was annoying. It was bright. And she had the stupidest bumper stickers I've ever seen in my life. Okay,
so you didn't, it's not so much you didn't like her, you just really don't like her car.
I mean, who gets a bumper sticker that says zombie response vehicle? Like, what? Like, I can't. A nerd on the outside, rebel on the inside. I can't deal with that.
Okay, so just a bunch of really bad bumper stickers?
Awful.
And that's really the only reason.
I mean, am I going to have to go bumper sticker shopping with her at some point? Like, I mean, there are a lot, but I'm sure she has room, you know? and I have to hear about it and see the new ones. Like, I don't want to deal with that. And I don't want to. I don't want to be seen in her car.
It's that bad.
What if you just never saw her car? Would you be able to date her? Or is it just like knowing that that car is out there and it's hers bothers you so much you'd never want to go out with her again?
I don't know. I just feel like, what are the conversations going to be like? You know, like if she has, like if this is her sense of humor or whatever, like what are we going to vibe with? Like I had the idea for axe throwing. Like what is her, you know, idea for the next date? Like, is it going to a cheesy shop and like getting like joke gifts? Because I don't want to do that.
Well, thanks for being honest with us, Sean. Appreciate it.
Is that it?
No, is there anything else you would like us to say to her? Because we have to tell her like the reason, you know, that's part of the deal is that we report back.
I mean, has there ever been a thing for you that like, you know, you just can't get past like, and it's,
oh,
just,
for sure.
It doesn't make the most sense, but it you know, just thinking about it, just, really upsets you.
Well, thanks, Sean, for being honest. And I also need to let you know that Miranda is actually on the phone listening and wants to talk to you.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Sorry, we forgot to tell you.
You're going to deliver the message.
We did kind of.
Kind of lied, but not really.
We did it like, you know, in real time.
Yeah.
All right, fine. So the secret's out.
Ooh, yikes.
What do you have to say for yourself, Miranda? What's with these bumper stickers?
My mom actually gave me that car. She's a children's entertainer, so that was her last vehicle. And I just haven't gotten around to fixing it up yet and changing it. I didn't want to hurt her feelings. Listen, I get it. You're just automotives are clearly something that you judge a person by, which is fine. You know, we've all got our things. I hated the Converse you were wearing.
Automotive? You don't like the shoes, streetwear? You're not into the most popular brand of shoes. I'm sorry about that.
Are they the most popular, or are they just people who are trying to hang on to their youth? I don't know.
I don't know. You're not 15. Bumper stickers. What are you trying to hang on to?
Anyway, this was a big mistake, clearly.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, sorry, Mom.
Mom? What kind of mom do you have? Why do you date girls that remind you of your mom, sicko?
No. You can't, like, let go of your mom and her childhood fantasies of her car and giving it to her daughter, so you can't, like, can't take the bumper stickers off or actually, you know, the eyelashes. I don't understand.
Well, I'm confused because you're saying I'm a mature mom, but then you're also saying that I'm immature because I'm not taking them off. Like, I'm confused of what the structure of your parenting has been, because it doesn't really, your argument is kind of a dichotomy, and you're just kind of full of crap.
It's cool. I don't understand anything she's saying, like, just like the nerdy stickers.
I know. Well, you know what? You can listen back to this show and get a dictionary.
You like, I was just trying to have
with pleasure, with pleasure, because you're never gonna get to.
Oh. Hey, Sean, would you like to go out with Miranda again? We'll pay for it. Second date.
No, I'm not gonna go out with her.
Miranda, would you like to go out with Sean again? Because it sounds like you guys could have great makeup sex.
No, I don't, because I think if someone's final closing deal sentence is F you, I think I just want to hang out with people who have a few more brain cells, who are a bit more articulate and fun, and not just so reactive and a bit of a
Yes, you.
Again, with pleasure, because you never will.
The Jubal Show on demand.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait.
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.